مرحبا يا مصطفى, مرحبا يا مصطفى, the grand arrival of مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, مرحبا يا مصطفى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. All praises is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Noor-e-Mujassam, Shah-e-Bani Adam, Ahmad-e-Mukhtar, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے, میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے, برستا نہیں دیکھ کر ابر رحمت, بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے, تو زندہ ہے واللہ, تو زندہ ہے واللہ, میری چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے, تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا, تو ہے عین نور, تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim wa ridwan. Dear viewers, welcome to the month of Rabi'un Noor. Once again, in the company of our honorable guest for this afternoon in our brand new program, The Grand Arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would like to welcome our honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Al-Qari. دامت برکاتہم العالی. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ہاؤز مولانا صاحب؟
الحمدللہ رب العالمین. When the month of ربیع النور and ربیع الاول شریف has arrived, مولانا صاحب, الحمدللہ, this would of course put every devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very special mood, subhanallah. And this is the mood and this is the tabiat of subhanallah, of celebrating the maulud of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. How is Mawlana Sahib keeping?
Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi. In fact, the arrival of Rabi'un Noor Sharif, it is such a means for our joy and celebrating and rejoicing in its celebration. Alhamdulillah. No, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Unke nisar koi kaise hi ranj mein ho, jab yaad a gaye hain sab gham bula diye.
Hai 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 hai, subhanallah, jab yaad a gaye hain sab gham bula diye, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, so when the arrival of Rabi'un Noor happens, subhanallah, when this mubarak month arrives, then somewhere there are accounts of the blessed birth of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been taking place, yani this speech, this bayan, these types of lectures, subhanallah, and elsewhere the virtues of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being mentioned. In some places there are discussions on his blessed arrival, subhanallah, and magnificence, and other places the exquisite characteristics of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being mentioned. This is the bahar and this is the atmosphere and environment of this blessed month of Rabi'un Noor, subhanallah. Some places his blessed worship that was being performed is spoken of, and elsewhere his leadership is being mentioned. This is the blessings of Rabi'un Noor. Wherever you go throughout the globe, dear viewers, some places there are discussions on the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where else, at other places, they are speaking about his blessed generosity and his blessed beauty, subhanallah. At some places, dear viewers of Madani Channel, his excellency is being mentioned, and at other places, his elevated ranks is spoken of. And this will continue till the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because he, Azza wa Jalla, had said in the Holy Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ji haan, some places the graceful prophetic sight is talked about, and at other places throughout the globe the bestowal of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being spoken about. At places his family is being discussed, his children are being discussed, his authorities, his generosity, his miracles, Allahu Akbar, are being discussed. And in today's program and episode, we are also celebrating and we are going to be speaking about his dignified parents, subhanallah. Ji haan, the blessed and dignified parents of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What closeness and proximity the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam have with his mother, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and his father, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We are going to be speaking about their faith and iman, about the love that they had for one another, subhanallah. And how did the marriage of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah and Hazrat Sayyidina Amina radiyallahu anha take place? Kya aap nahi janna chahte hain ki ye duniya ka sabse unique nikah mohsab, subhanallah. For this union had been the reason for the arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How special are the parents of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We celebrate his maulud throughout the year. But subhanallah, we decided to speak about the blessed parents of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order for us to learn and understand the maqam of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is still impossible, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah, we as ummatis and followers love him and we follow his sunnah, subhanallah. But before we go any further, as per routine, to of course add more blessings to the program, we listen to the kalams in the praises of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So a very beautiful kalam recited by Haji Abdul Habib Al-Tari, who is Rukni Shura, inshallah azza wa jalla. And this kalam is Huzur aa rahe hain, Huzur aa rahe hain, kya baat hai, mashallah. This is the month of Rabiul Awwal, dear viewers of Madani channel. On the 12th of this month, his Mubarak arrival had occurred, subhanallah. And being in the first of Rabiul Awwal, we are starting with this kalam, giving the viewers of Madani channel the sign that yes, when the 12th of Rabiul Noor would arrive, then you should remember that was the day in which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is mercy unto mankind, had come in this world. He came with hidayat, he came with guidance, he came with light. He came as a savior of this ummah, subhanallah. He came to remove people from the darkness and from the pits of infidelity and has taken them to light, subhanallah. We are going to discuss more in our program. Yes, remember once again, the topic and discussion in this program is the dignified parents of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay locked with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Huzoor aa rahe hain, huzoor aa rahe hain, huzoor aa rahe hain, marhaba 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 marhaba.
Hadith qudsi hai, Allah azza wa jal apne mahboob akram sallallahu taala alaihi wa alihi wasallam se farmata hai कि मैंने दुनिया और अहले दुनिया को इसलिए बनाया कि तुम्हारी इज्जत और मर्तबा जो मेरी बारगाह में है उन पर जाहिर करूं। ऐ मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम, अगर तुम न होते मैं दुनिया को न बनाता। जरा सोचिए कि जो वजह तखलीके कायनात हो, जब उनकी विलादत का वक्त आए तो हम मिलकर क्यों ना खुशियां मनाएं।
मुबारक 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 मुबारक
मुबारक मुबारक हुजूर आ रहे हैं, मुबारक मुबारक हुजूर आ रहे हैं, मुबारक मुबारक हुजूर आ रहे हैं, मुबारक मुबारक हुजूर आ रहे हैं।
न क्यों आज झूमे के सरकार आए, न क्यों आज झूमे के सरकार आए, खुदा की खुदाई के मुख्तार आए, खुदा की खुदाई के मुख्तार आए। न क्यों बारहवीं पे हमें प्यार आए, के आए इसी रोज सरकार आए।
मुबारक मुबारक हुजूर आ रहे हैं, मुबारक मुबारक हुजूर आ रहे हैं,
हुजूर आ रहे हैं, हुजूर आ रहे हैं, हुजूर आ रहे हैं, हुजूर की
آمد
مرحبا
پر نور کی آمد
مرحبا
صادق کی آمد
مرحبا
آمین کی آمد
مرحبا
مسرت سے ہم کیوں نہ دھومیں مچائے مسرت سے ہم کیوں نہ دھومیں مچائے ہمارے شہنشاہ سردار آئے ہمارے شہنشاہ سردار آئے مسلمان صبح بہار مبارک وہ برساتے انوار سرکار آئے
مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں
مرحبا مینا کے گھر پر اے خلد کی بہاروں سرکار آ رہے ہیں
مبارک تجھے آمینا ہو مبارک مبارک تجھے آمینا ہو مبارک تیرے گھر شہنشاہ ابرار آئے تیرے گھر شہنشاہ ابرار آئے مبارک حلیمہ تجھے بھی مبارک تیرے گھر میں نبیوں کے سردار آئے
مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں
حضور آ رہے ہیں حضور آ رہے ہیں حضور آ رہے ہیں
عدد ہم کو بارہ کا کیوں ہونا پیارا عدد ہم کو بارہ کا کیوں ہونا پیارا کہ بارہ کو دنیا میں سرکار آئے کہ بارہ کو دنیا میں سرکار آئے درودوں کے گجرے لیے اب بڑھو تم
لیے اب
بڑھو تم صلی اللہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
حدیث پاک میں ہے میرے آقا صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں تم میں سے بروز قیامت لوگوں میں سے میرے قریب تر وہ ہوگا جس نے دنیا میں مجھ پر زیادہ درود پاک پڑھے ہوں گے آئیے اگر قیامت میں قرب مصطفیٰ چاہتے ہیں تو اپنی زندگی میں کثرت سے درود پاک پڑھنا اپنی عادت بنا لیجیے
درودوں کے گجڑے لیے اب بڑھو تم وہ آئے رسولوں کے سالار آئے
مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں
حضور آ رہے ہیں حضور آ رہے ہیں
قیامت
مرحبا
آخر قیامت
مرحبا
یاسین قیامت
مرحبا
طہٰ قیامت
مرحبا
سوال اپنی امت کی بخشش کا کرتے سوال اپنی امت کی بخشش کا کرتے وہ ہم آسیوں کے طرف دار آئے وہ ہم آسیوں کے طرف دار آئے نہ کیوں آج جشن ولادت منائے نظر رب کی رحمت کے آثار آئے
مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں
حضور آ رہے ہیں حضور آ رہے ہیں حضور آ رہے ہیں
حضور آ رہے ہیں
نہیں جن کی پیاری زبان
زبان پر نہیں ہے، نہیں جن کی پیاری زبان پر نہیں ہے، وہ مکے میں سخیوں کے سردار آئے، وہ مکے میں سخیوں کے سردار آئے۔ ولادت کا صدقہ ہمیں اپنا غم دو، شاہ چشم نم کے طلب گار آئے۔
مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں، مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں،
مرحبا حامی، یتیموں کے والے غریبوں کے حامی، وہ آفت زدوں کے مددگار آئے، وہ آفت زدوں کے مددگار آئے۔ سیاہی ہمارے گناہوں کی دھونے بہاتے ہوئے اشک سرکار آئے،
مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں، مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں،
حضور آ رہے ہیں، حضور آ رہے ہیں، حضور آ رہے ہیں۔
ولادت کا صدقہ بقیے مبارک، ولادت کا صدقہ بقیے مبارک، کی دو گز زمین کے طلبگار آئے، کی دو گز زمین کے طلبگار آئے۔
ولادت کا صدقہ مدینے میں آقا مجھے موتوے میرے سرکار آئے،
مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں، مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں،
مرحبا
کا صدقہ نکاب اب اٹھا دو، ولادت کا صدقہ نکاب اب اٹھا دو، لیے ہم سب امید دیدار آئے، لیے ہم سب امید دیدار آئے۔ ولادت کا صدقہ پڑوسی بنانا، ولادت کا صدقہ پڑوسی بنانا، شاہ خلد میں جب یہ بدکار آئے، شاہ خلد میں جب یہ بدکار آئے۔
ولادت کا صدقہ شاہ زندگی بھر مدینے میں ہر سال عطار آئے،
مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں، مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں،
حضور آ رہے ہیں، حضور آ رہے ہیں، حضور آ رہے ہیں۔
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا،
دار کی آمد
مرحبا،
سالار کی آمد
مرحبا،
سردار کی آمد
مرحبا،
مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں، مبارک مبارک حضور آ رہے ہیں،
مرحبا
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، حضور آ رہے ہیں، حضور آ رہے ہیں۔ Yes dear viewers, welcome back. We are speaking about the dignified parents of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just before the kalam, We did make mention of his blessed parents, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu anhu and his blessed mother Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May we be sacrificed upon the parents of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, it's very important for us to firstly remember that Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib is the grandfather of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abdullah is his blessed father. So he is the blessed father of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his blessed name is Abdullah. So MashaAllah, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas his patronymic, his kunniyat, is Abu Muhammad, the father of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's also known as Abu Ahmad and Abu Usam, which means the gatherer of goodness, subhanAllah. And the name of his blessed mother is Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. SubhanAllah, dear viewers of Madani channel, the truth is that she is such a flower, subhanAllah, and rose that has blossomed and has given this ummah, subhanAllah. She is the reason for the blessed birth of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Also, this Mulana Sahib, we all know and we have learned before as well, that Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu is the Dada Jan, the grandfather of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was very sensitive for all his children, right? And it is said that from all his children that he had, every one of them, of course, were amazing, alhamdulillah. They had their own qualities and unique qualities. But outstanding and parallel from all of them was the life and the attributes and akhlaq of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is so amazing to learn and to know that Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu had taken him or was very close to him, just like how Hazrat Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, from all his sons, was very close to Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Likewise, in the life of Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu, it is said that he was very, very close to Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for many reasons. His beauty, his husn, akhlaq, mannerism. And what's really amazing is to know, learn about, of course, you know, this lineage and the union between Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu anhu and Bibi Amina radiyallahu anha. The reason for this, why I'm saying Mu'asab, is because we have read and heard before as well from great scholars that Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib was in search for a daughter who is unique, who is, you know, because every girl from the tribe of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu was, you know, eager to marry and wanted to marry Hazrat Abdullah radiyallahu anhu. For he was outstanding in his beauty as well as in his character. So how did this union take place between both of them? How did they even meet one another? Can Masab shed some light on this matter?
It happened when Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was caught off guard by some enemies from Syria. They were disbelievers, and they had gathered around him for a malicious reason, obviously, to put an end, ma'azallah, to the life of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the savior. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his subhanallah majesty is such that few men appeared on their transports. And when they arrived, they didn't look like normal human beings, subhanallah. So they were celestial human beings, and when they arrived, they beat these people, the enemies of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, who were after his life, and there were many attempts, not one attempt, many attempts on the life of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he safeguarded the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was within Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And while all of this was happening, this incident took place. There was a witness. There was a witness there whose name was Sayyidina Wahb radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was the father of the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the future wife of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyida Amina radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. So when he saw that, he was taken aback and he was mesmerized at the qualities of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he had taken a deep liking to him, because after seeing the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in him, subhanallah, who wouldn't fall for it? So he Immediately he decided that if there is someone I will marry my daughter off to, it would be none other than Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah. Now on the other hand, we know as we have just learned that Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu, despite many women in Quraysh, in the family of Quraysh, were also very eager to marry Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib wouldn't agree for it. He was looking for someone extraordinary, alhamdulillah, and his search hasn't been completed yet. But when this incident happened, inspired by this incident, the father of Sayyidina Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Wahab, he then took the proposal to Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the dada jan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I would like to marry my daughter off to your son, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them together.
Allah, subhanallah. And this nur that Mawlana Sahib has spoken about has been protected from the time of Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And it was transferred from different loins to different loins, to the extent that Mawlana Sahib, it finally reached the blessed womb of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And subhanallah, even Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, according to some narrations, had made dua to Allah azza wa jalla when angels would surround him. And then when he made dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla and inquired about the reason for this, it was said that on your forehead is the noor of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be the last and final Prophet who will come with guidance. And he will be the last messenger until the day of Qiyamah. There is no Nabi to come after him. To this extent that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam then desired to have a look and glimpse at the same noor which the angels come to visit and see. It is said in various riwayat that finally this dua was accepted of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah azza wa jalla transferred that nur from the blessed forehead of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to his blessed thumbs.
Allah.
Yani the nur appeared on the nails of the thumb of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, after which when he seen, he made ziyarat of the very same nur which is to come in the form of a human being. How many years later, Mu'asab, Allahu Akbar, approximately 124,000 messengers alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world, Mawlana Sahib, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam made ziyarat of this, and he kissed his thumb and he placed it against his eyes.
Subhanallah.
He made ziyarat for his Abul Bashar, and subhanallah, this nur was then transferred from Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam continuously, it continued being transferred and transferred until Mu'asab. It reached, subhanallah, Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And how amazing is this? Mawsab can shed some light with regards to this special noor.
This is, alhamdulillah, we're talking about the lineage of noor, subhanallah. Allah. As Sayyidi Ala Azza says, Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor. So now coming downwards from the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, as it progressed from Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, but going upwards, prior to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his lineage of Noor, it is in this way, the paternal side of it is Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son of Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the son of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the son of Hashim, and he is the son of Abd Manaf, and then Qusay, then son of Kilab, son of Murrah. And then now his maternal lineage, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son of Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the daughter of Sayyidina Wahb, and who's the son of Abd Manaf, and who's the son of Zuhra, and who's the son of Kilab, and who's the son of Murrah. Meaning Kilab, son of Murrah, is the name where the lineage of Rasulullah, so from the paternal and the maternal lineage, they meet there. Subhanallah. So this is the, alhamdulillah, what we can say, the lineage of Noor of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah. As we all know, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islam, as Mawlana Sahib mentioned that he is the Noor of Allah, and it is proven from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that everything came into existence due to the Noor of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we very beautifully say, whenever we are starting a gathering, this is always, alhamdulillah, our way of doing things, and we say as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Subhanallah. So the same Noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are discussing here. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, and he asked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Jabir, the very first thing before anything else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was the nur, the light of your prophet from his light, subhanallah. So we are celebrating the arrival of that nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who came and illuminated the entire world and the entire universe, who came as the prophet of the universe, subhanallah. And this is now the chain of light through which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically was transferred from pure loins to pure womb, as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have been transferred from pure loins to pure wombs, meaning none in the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that didn't have a pure genealogy, subhanallah, because this is the lineage and the genealogy of Noor.
Subhanallah. And the Quran even speaks about this, Mawlana Sahib. In fact, this is the dua of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is very important for the viewers of Madani channel to also understand that the forefathers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam were people of Iman. Jiha Iman wale the. Balki Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that the Iman of Hazrat Sayyidina Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha is established through a clear verse of the Holy Quran Pak. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated, this is the Jadd Amjad of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the great grandfather of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He makes this dua. And Allah azza wa jalla speaks about this dua in the Holy Quran Pak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak. Allahu Akbar. The translation of which is from Kanzul Iman Sharif, and raise from our offspring a nation obedient to you. Allahu Akbar. And raise from our offspring, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, make it such that from my generation, from my offsprings, such people should emerge, such people should come who would be obedient to you. Wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak. Allahu Akbar. And in another verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about this dua. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan minhum. O our Lord, and send amongst them a messenger from themselves. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was most definitely accepted. Allahu Akbar. Because the forefathers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam were all people of Iman and believers. What can be said about this, Mahasab? There are so many dalail, there are so many kutub and books written by great scholars on the subject itself, with regards to the Iman and faith of the parents of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So subhanallah, there are many dalail which we're going to go towards inshallah azza wa jalla. But one beautiful share is coming to my mind, one couplet, and it's a beautiful thing just to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to remind the viewers of Madani channel that Amina radiyallahu anha is the blessed mother of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was very, very close to Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I do want to mention, because many viewers might ask or might think as to, you know, when did she radiallahu anha demise from this world? And it's very important for us to also remember and know, dear viewers, that when Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was around 5 or 6 years old, according to many historians and riwayat, his blessed mother Amina radiallahu anha took him and went to meet the maternal family of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anha in Banu Adi bin Najjar, which is in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. Her servant, yani Umme Ayman, who was also very famous, also accompanied them. And on the way back, Hazrat Sayyidina Amina radiallahu anha passed away at a place called Al-Abwa. And it is stated, Mawlana Sahib, that she is also buried at the very same place.
Wow.
And this occurred when Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was around 5 or 6 years old. In fact, dear viewers, if you want to know about the love and connection and closeness a mother has with her son, she knew very well that the birth which I have given is no ordinary child. This is to be the friend of Allah. This is to be the Habib of Allah. This is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, at that time he did not announce, right? But she knew that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very special child. Because why? Historians have mentioned, and this is also mentioned in some very authentic books, that at the time of passing away, Hazrat Amina radiallahu anha gazed lovingly towards her beloved son, the leader of both the worlds, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and recited a few couplets in Arabic. Now, I'm not going to recite all of them. However, we can give the translation to the viewers of Madani channel that these are the last words documented and it's still present over 1400 years back. Aaj tak in ashar par kalam kiya jata hai ki what were the last words of Amina radiyallahu anha, the mother of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here is a translation, dear viewers. She says, "Oh cleansed boy." Allahu Akbar. "Oh cleansed boy, may Allah Almighty place blessings in you. Oh son of him who attained deliverance from the trap of the death by the help of the bestowal of great reward. Allah Almighty, oh my beloved son, if whatever I have seen in my dream is true, then you will be a prophet of Allah Almighty." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yani, she is declaring already, Maulana Sahab. She's expressing and she's interpreting the dream that she had seen. She says, if the dream that I have seen is true, then you will be the prophet of Allah Almighty, the most merciful towards the creation. You will be sent to Haram and outside Haram for Islam, which is the religion of your pious father. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is of course the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla, and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as well. "So I give you an oath of Allah Almighty and forbid you." She is actually speaking to her son. 5 ya 6 saal sarkar ki umar hai sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And can you imagine, she mercifully gazes towards him. How that feeling must have been when he was holding the face of his blessed mother. And Amina radiyallahu anha is looking at the chihra mubarak of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she says to him, "I give you an oath of Almighty Allah and forbid you from idol worshipping." She stopped him and she made tarbiyat at that very moment, which clearly indicates that she was not an idol worshipper. Allahu Akbar. And she said, "Do not even leave alone worshipping them." She said, "Oh my son, do not even befriend them." Allahu Akbar. "Do not even befriend these idols along with other nations as they would do." So this was the last nasiha and advice of the mother of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we mentioned, at a place called Al-Abawa, she passed away and she is buried there. It is also stated by Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that Huzur, during the days of illness when she was very, very sick, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cry immensely, by her, whilst he would sit next to her, massaging the blessed head of his mother. And when tears would drip or fall upon the blessed cheeks of Amina radiallahu anha, then at once she opened her eyes, and whilst wiping the tears with her headscarf, you know, dupatta ke saath, ya with the scarf on the head, she began wiping the tears of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she says, "Oh my son, Allahu Akbar, the world will die, but I will not die."
Allah.
She never meant to say physical death. She says, "Because I am leaving behind a son like you, due to whom I would be spoken of in the east and west." Allahu Akbar. "People in the world would recognize me through you." And the sayings of the saintly woman Amina radiallahu anha has been proven today, Muasab. That 1400 years has passed, but how can we ever forget the Mubarak parents of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mufti sahab, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi says, she has spoken the truth, because aaj bhi Amina ka naam roshan hai, subhanallah. As the poet says, "Amina bibi ke gulshan mein aayi hai taaza bahar, Amina bibi ke gulshan mein aayi hai taaza bahar, padhte hain sallallahu wasallam, padhte hain sallallahu wasallam, aaj daro-e-deewar madani, Allah Allah Allahu La ilaha illahu, Allah Allah Allahu, La ilaha illahu." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers of Madinah channel, we are speaking about the dignified parents of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are jannati, subhanallah. The beloved Nabi made ziyarat of them, of his mother. He wiped the tears of his mother. His mother had given the glad tidings that she had foreseen that if the dream I had seen is true, then you are going to be the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah,
subhanallah. So, Maulana Sahib, how can the parents of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam not be Jannati when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who came as mercy unto mankind, who cannot see any of his followers being tormented, being punished, even in the qabr when he would pass by any grave and he would see through his nubuwwat, through his abilities which Allah had bestowed upon him, that beneath tons of sand, people are being punished. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have tears in his eyes. He will make dua for their maghfirat. He will actually break stems and put on the qabr so that the dhikr and the blessings of that could reach them and that azab can be reduced.
Subhanallah.
How can the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is so merciful, ever not do anything for his own parents? Allahu Akbar. So can you shed some further light on this fact and aspect with them being Jannati, Maulana Sahib?
Subhanallah, definitely. First of all, our iman, it should tell us. Meaning, whatever doubts that devil or shaitan may put in our heads, but if we have iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that should repel all these evil whispers.
Achcha.
Because the ground rule is, or the general perception is, that iman, it eliminates all objections. Iman eliminates, does not encourage questioning.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Rather, hypocrisy, that encourages you to raise objections. If there is something in your heart that shouldn't be there,
Achyaji,
the disease that's there, that sometimes shaitan puts waswasa in our hearts. So that is not iman, that is coming from shaitan, that waswasa. You know, the parents of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ma'azallah, to say anything that is unbecoming of a believer, that is always coming from shaitan, from evil sources. But iman, if we have iman, inshallah azza wa jal, the iman should encourage us to say amanna wa saddaqna. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the leader of all jannatis, alhamdulillah, he is the first one to knock at the gate of Jannah. The gates of Jannah will be opened for the first time on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will be the first to enter Jannah. How can his parents, beloved parents, be left out? Subhanallah. It is mentioned by Imam Suhaili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the demise of his parents, he made dua and they both came alive. And thereafter, they read kalima, the kalima of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and became part of the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not to say that they weren't believers already. They were already believers, alhamdulillah. But because the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted them also to be part of his ummah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And we also know of one account of the wail of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. So the whale that had swallowed Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, a prominent Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about that whale, it is said that whale will become Jannati.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Because Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam spent 3, 7, or 40 days, according to different narrations,
in the belly of this whale.
In the belly of the fish.
Allah.
Now, due to that fact, why it would become Jannati, why it would be granted entry into Jannah, is because Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam remained in the belly of the fish, in the belly of that whale, for 3, 7, or 40 days only. Because of that, it will be granted entry into paradise. Then, what about the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, who carried him for several months, subhanallah. How can she not be granted entry into paradise through the sadaqah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That should actually revive our iman upon the parents and the blessed and dignified parents of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had written books, and he is the reviver of Islam, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him so much of knowledge of ilmi hadith, and he brought about narrations proving the iman of the parents of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah, Muhammad, this is really, really amazing and outstanding. And my iman and our iman, and of course the iman and the aqidah of all devotees globally, should be this, that they are, subhanallah, the parents of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are still fresh in the qubur.
This is the truth and reality, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. I mean, the beautiful point which Allama Ismail Haqqi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, though it is called an aqli dalil, you know, a dalil and evidence which, you know, you should make sense of with your intellectual abilities which Allah has given you, that if a whale who carried the Prophet of Allah, a Nabi of Allah, just for 40 days, that whale becomes a heavenly whale, because why? A Nabi of Allah remained in its dark cell, in its dark belly, just for 40 days. And then, oh, devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Murasab has mentioned, ulamas have stated that you use your own mind and assume and think for a moment when that fish can become jannati because of a Nabi being in its belly for a few days. What about that woman who carried the Prophet for several months? Yes, most definitely. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If the Nabi's foot could touch the stomach, the belly of the whale, or us chune ke wajah se, ya mas hone ke wajah se, because of being attached and protecting a Nabi of Allah, a fish becomes a jannati. She's a human being. She deserves of being a jannati even more than that whale. For she is the mother of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She had nourished and cherished the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She loved him immensely. She was a noble woman of her tribe even prior to the nikah with Abdullah radiallahu anhu. So can you imagine from all these angles, if you really see dear viewers of Madinah Channel? In fact, many eminent scholars are of the opinion that the beloved parents of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are Muslims, and the matter concerning their salvation in the hereafter has already been decided.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written not one or two, 7 books on the subject of their iman.
Ji haan,
7 kitabe likhi hain aur unhone sabit kar diya tha ki they were Muslim, subhanallah, and believers. In fact, Hazrat Imam Qadi Imam Abu Bakr Abul Arabi Maliki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was asked about this following question. A person states that the forefathers of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam are not in Jannah. I don't even want to use the word that the questioners had mentioned. And this great personality had then stated with references, he said, such persons, such people who say that they are not in Jannah are actually accursed.
Allah.
If there's any other, the opposite of Jannah is the hellfire. And if your iman is that they're not in Jannah, then where else can they be if they are not in paradise? And if one does not believe or one does not accept this, then he is accursed because he is on the wrong side. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Masab. We are the ummatis and the followers of the greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose parents are unique. Aaj bhi hum apne bachcho ko naam rakhte hain to Amina rakhte hain. Kyun Amina rakhte hain? Anyone aside from being a Muslim ever keeps his name Amina? Amina is a Muslim name. Aur Musalman bachche hi to rakhte hain, bachchiyan rakhti hain, mashallah.
And the name Abdullah, subhanallah, the beloved father of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in one of his hadith, that the best names are Abdullah and Abdurrahman. Subhanallah, the name of his beloved father. Subhanallah. This is such a beautiful name, and you can find at least you know, thousands of people living at least now, if you do a consensus, alhamdulillah, that are named Abdullah. Subhanallah. This is again the name of the beloved father of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And similarly, Muasab, we are all ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as our master, he has certain rights over us. One of the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over his ummatis is that they must revere and respect anything and everything that is connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it's a lifeless object such as the relics of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or people that were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that had connection to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as Sahaba. How can we ever say anything negative? And this is the requirement of iman, and this is the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over us, over his ummah, as his ummah, that we must revere the parents of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and remember them with love, adab, and dignity.
Subhanallah. Every child wants to be united with his parents in Jannah if they leave this world with iman. And dear viewers, this is the desire. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through his blessings, you will be united with your parents in paradise as well. Irrespective of the different darajat in paradise, Allah Azza wa Jalla will unite you with your parents, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Imagine that Nabi jinke sadqe se hum jannat mein apne maa baap se mulaqat karenge. What about the parents of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They are also eager to unite with him. and they are with him, dear viewers of Madani channel, is that we do not understand the maqam of the beloved Nabi as well as the maqam and status of his blessed parents. We make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla that may Allah Kareem grant us true muhabba, true understanding of this, and never become people who insult in any way the blessed and honorable parents of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For every particle in the month of Rabi'un Nur is attaining blessings from the blessed birth of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we have discussed the blessings of his blessed parents. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Kareem forgive us for the sake of the parents of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Sahib, it was really an honor having this discussion with yourself here.
Jazakallah for having me.
We hope that, Alhamdulillah, Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we hope that the viewers have also enjoyed, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the blessings of their parents will be spoken throughout the entire month, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, waqtan fa waqtan, throughout all the other remaining episodes that we do have, inshallah. This program is a new program, the grand arrival of Mustafa Jane Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay locked with us until the end of the program. Until tomorrow, keep reciting Durood e Pak. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Marhaban ya Mustafa, marhaban ya Mustafa, the grand arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaban ya Mustafa.